Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, guys, I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick.
I think Leroy needs something.
Okay, guys, I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick.
Let's do this.
Oh my god, he just ran in.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Happy Monday to you, Jim.
Happy Monday to you, Miss Corey.
Oh, you are listening to the Piping Hot Lunchtime Edition of Lunch with Jen and Corey.
I'm Corey.
And I am Ginger.
Yay, and that's Leroy over there. He's hot. I play that in honor of Ginger, who had some binge gaming of herself. It was localized binge gaming. She didn't go my route. Y'all know how I do.
No, it was all Warcraft all night long. We're talking, it was like 3 a.m. and I was still up killing people.
Yes, and I binge game. For those of you who were trying to get my attention in one game or another, I'm sorry. When I binge game, I'm moving around. I had the laptop, the PC, I had the DS in my hand, I had the Xbox on, I had the PlayStation on in the back. Oh, it was good times, good times.
Oh, that is crazy.
That's how you roll. I didn't get to the Wii. There's a message flashing, so somebody was trying to get my attention. Whoever you are, I'll look at it after the show. So, we got some interesting news, and I have to take point this time, Jen. I have to, because this is big, big news.
Big news?
Oh. Mm-hmm. For you lovely people out there who are fans of, sit down and wait for it, Beyond Good and Evil. There's a trailer floating around today. Now, the problem with it is we have been unable to get it. I am talking to Ubisoft as we speak, literally, saying we need it. So we'll have it up for you on the site by the end of the day. Be your first look at the new Beyond Good and Evil 2. We have waited almost 8 years. Can you believe it's been almost 8 years for a sequel? I hope it's good. I've been waiting. It better. That's right. Right. So you guys be on the lookout for that. I will Twitter when I have a copy. Ubisoft, come on now. So, Jim, what you got?
Oh, I've got some news for us. World of Warcraft players. You want to play World of Warcraft on the go and can't? You can't take your laptop everywhere. You're in the car. You want to play. It looks like the new Razer Switchblade, the new phone. It was shown at CES this week. May be actually able to give us World of Warcraft on a phone.
Did I not say it was coming? Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. We've been waiting for years. Oh, I'm in now. I want one. It's going to have 45, at least from what we're seeing so far, it's going to give us 45 reasonably spaced keys. This is coming from Yahoo, by the way, if y'all want to head over there and look at the news. Miniature color screen, all kinds of fun, nice things. It's going, this phone looks so sweet, and then it's going to give me wow. That's going to be awesome. Indirect QWERTY remaps. Oh, it's going to be so hot. And wow on a phone. Oh, you're never going to see me again. That's going to be it. Going to the store, shopping to the store, I'm going through Walmart.
And wow. Yes. There you go.
So what you got, Miss Corey?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm upset that I had to buy my own pizza today.
How rude, people.
How very rude. You all out there don't love us like you say you do. You know, when you love a girl, you're supposed to buy her gifts. Anyway, well, I do have this. Funcom and EA have gotten together, and they're going to publish a new MMO, as if we need more addictions, called The Secret World. Excuse me.
I heard about this. I want to play.
Well, you are in luck. Coming soon. Apparently, they've announced today that their agreement to co-publish the modern-day MMO, Secret World. Why am I having trouble reading this today? No pizza, that's why. Hundreds of thousands of gamers have joined the community already, even before launch. and they've become active in the game's secret societies, the Illuminati, the Dragon, and the Templar. I love the Illuminati. I want to join the real one if it exists. Hello, can I be in? They're quoted as saying, or actually David DeMartini, love your name too, is quoted as saying, we're thrilled to have the opportunity to work with Funcom. And he's one of the world's leaders in development of MMOs. Again, David is the Senior Vice President and General Manager of EA Partners. He also says they're very excited to be able to take part in the growing online gaming category with such a highly anticipated title as Secret World. Secret World, if you're not familiar with it, is a next-generation MMO online game for the PC where players are given total freedom to create and progress their characters. I'm having trouble talking. They're unbound by the restriction of any classes and levels. Players will also get the opportunity to join one of the three secret societies I previously mentioned and fight for power over important locations throughout our own world. Love it. Players will also journey through familiar places across the globe, such as Egypt, New England, London, New York, and Seoul, and battle monsters of myth and legend. This sounds like they can come out swinging. In case you're not familiar with Funcom, this is their third MMO. They previously developed Anarchy Online, which, yes, is still around, one of the longest-running MMOs, and also the best-selling MMO of 2008, Age of Conan, Hyborian Adventures. They have not announced a release date, but if I were you, I'd get on over to darkdaysarecoming.com, get me some information, get signed up, get ready. I know I'm headed over after the show. Got to do it. They said Illuminati. That's my magic word.
Uh-huh. If I remember right, I'm already signed up over there that you can actually do a quiz that will tell you which one you should be in, Illuminati or the other two factions.
Who cares about the other two?
Illuminati. But yeah, and it'll let you post it up on your Facebook, too. So head over there. It's a lot of fun.
Got to keep this open. Okay. What do you got, Jen?
Official Pocky Ninja website launched.
Pocky Ninja.
www.pockyninja.com. I'm sorry. I love the name. All right. Online gaming and anime aficionados have been given a new haven thanks to InGames launching Pocky Ninja, the official website for the upcoming anime-inspired MMO. When a mystery award-winning publisher started releasing information about Project Ninja, a secret production inspired by some of the anime's greatest hits, many were left scratching their heads. What was Project Ninja? Sorry, I'm going to just... too many P words here. Who was releasing the news and what could anime fans expect from these Naruto-esque characters? The lid was recently blown off the project and InGames revealed themselves as the mystery company. It looks like MMO and anime fans eagerly anticipate. Okay, great. Tell me about the game. Deep in the thorn forest behind the mist of Angel City lays Demon City, a heavily guarded wasteland once known for the world's for housing the world's most evil warriors. 300 years ago, the evil warriors formed a formidable army led by the wickedest demon to ever roam the world, attacking affluent villages in a bid to control the world. Eventually defeated by Master of the Ninja, the supreme leader of Angel City, the evil warriors, along with their mystic ninjutsu and a secret plot, were buried, sealed, and thought to never return until now. There is a trailer. It's up on YouTube.com. If you want to go look up InGames, you will find them. Or if you just want to head over to their website, again, it is www.pockyninja.com.
We also have the Twitter. Yay! Well, I did tell you guys it was coming. I wasn't expecting it so soon. However, the time has come. The Obama administration, our deliciously delectable, needs to be covered in syrup. President has moved forward with unique internet ID for all Americans, and the Commerce Department is going to take care of making sure this comes into fruition. The president signaled that he will give the United States Commerce Department the authority over the proposed national cybersecurity measure that would involve giving each one of us a unique online identity. Other candidates mentioned previously to head up the new system have included the NSA and the Department of Homeland Security, but the announcement that the Commerce Department will take the job should please several people, actually. What about this new ID will we be getting? Well, not much details yet. So I'm gathering that they're still hashing it out. One of the guys, U.S. Commerce Secretary Gary Locke was stressed that the news would not be taken akin to a national ID card or a government control system, and that would enhance security and reduce the need for people to memorize dozens of passwords online. I don't like that idea. You should still memorize your passwords, people. Mm-hmm. The Obama administration is currently drafting what it's dubbed the National Strategy for the Trusted Identities in Cyberspace, which is expected as the Department of Commerce in just a few months. Told you guys it was coming. Some of you out there have been running willy-nilly on the internet. It's been the Wild West, so now we're about to get it all civilized-like. This is going to be interesting. I don't know if I like this either. On one hand, I do, and on one hand...
What if I want to troll? What if I don't want people to know who I am?
Well, I'm pretty sure they'd make it so that other people wouldn't know who they are, but they would. You know, the government likes to watch us, as if they don't anyway.
Yeah, and then people are going to hack that, and everybody, I don't know, yo.
And I'm gonna tell you a quick story of how I know the government watches us, and they know exactly who you are. Years ago, I worked for a company, and I received a spam email, but it was about child pornography. I called the FBI, and I specifically dialed the code to block my number. Within 30 seconds after me calling, and I went onto the internet also and sent in an anonymous complaint. I didn't leave my name when I left the message. They called me back within 30 seconds and told me my name and exactly where I was, who I was, my family members and everything else. Trust me, they know who you are and where you are. When they want to come get you, they'll come get you. Might as well let them give you an ID. Can't get around it. They want you, they'll find you.
See, I don't mind them knowing that. I don't want somebody else to be able to crack into it and find it.
Yeah,
that's my biggest worry.
That's the scariest part. Be afraid, people, be afraid. Or don't be afraid. Maybe you like it.
maybe. All right, well, I've got some more World of Warcraft news. Oh, yes, I'm addicted. I'm so addicted. I'm sorry, people. Latest expansion for Blizzard Entertainment's massively multiplayer online role-playing game continues record-setting sales pace. 1 month sales top 4.7 million.
Oh, yes.
World of Warcraft has sold more than 4.7 million copies as of its first month of a release for Cataclysm. That is a new record for monthly PC game sales.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Looks like it was released simultaneously in the United States, Canada, Mexico, Argentina, Chile, Europe, Russia, Southeast Asia, Australia, New Zealand, and New Zealand on December 7th, of course. Y'all, I was so gone. Oh, I love that game. It also became available in Korea and Taiwan, Hong Kong, and Macau on the 9th of December, with day one sales topping 3.3 million copies. This is crazy. Fastest selling PC game of all time.
Wow.
Shattered its own previous world record. So this is amazing. Amazing. Telling you people, if you used to play and you quit because of the Wrath of the Lich King, come back. Come back. It's awesome. You won't regret it. It's beautiful.
Well.
Okay, my plug for what?
Blizzard, y'all got to start paying us, really. So here's an interesting bit of news. Namco Bandai Partners, SAS, today announced that it has signed an agreement with U-Star Entertainment to distribute U-Star 2. Does anybody remember that? It's going to be for Kinect and for the PlayStation Move across Europe, unfortunately not here. It's going to be available again this quarter. U-Star 2 is a revolutionary game which uses advanced camera technology for the Kinect and the PlayStation Move to place players within famous movies and TV scenes. Mm-hmm. Sounds interesting. Say for the very first time, anyone can become part of their favorite movies or TV shows, either acting alongside or replacing Hollywood's biggest stars. So you can jump in beside Brad Pitt or be Brad Pitt. Can't talk. Alberto Gonzalez Lorca, VP of third parties Namco Bandai Partners, has stated that this is the most innovative use of camera technology we've seen to date. The moment you see yourself on screen in U-Star 2 is the moment you fall in love with it. They're convinced it will be the next social gaming sensation, and they're delighted to have secured the rights to distribute the game throughout Europe. Again, this will not be a U.S. game. You UK people, let us know if you love it. It will be released early this quarter, and we don't know much else than, other than that. Oh, I do see this. Players who are wondering about this, you can stick to the script or create brand new scenes using the game's hysterical ad-lib feature, which will allow everyone to create personalized content based on some of Hollywood's blockbusters. So they're planning to release some more specifics soon. So as we find out more, we'll share it with you.
Sounds great. All right. I know there are some of you out there who are like me and love me some betas. Well, Pickeroon, one game, three great ways to play, is now open beta. PickeroonTheGame.com. Pickeroon is a persistent real-time strategy game set on a water world of the future where empires hold onto what land they can with vast sea battles. Start with one island, gather resources to construct fleets, and explore the oceans to find new territories. Some will be deserted and others occupied by pirates, allies, or enemies. Choose your tactics and any special virtual cards that give extra defensive and offensive capabilities that you might have amassed and expand your empire through diplomacy and other methods. Games can last hours, weeks, months, or even longer. One game, three great ways to play. Pickeroon is presented in full 3D, I think most games nowadays are, and runs on Windows XP, Vista, and Windows 7. And it is now in an open beta. So again, if you want to head over there, if that sounds like something you want to check out, it is Pickeroon, PickaroonN, thegame.com.
Awesome.
Yes.
Beta, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I need to start keeping a running list of... of games I need to check out as if I have time.
I know.
Okay, gotta tell you, this Angry Bird phenomenon is getting out of hand. apparently,
spam in your box again?
Yes, apparently the developer Chilingo is going to bring the title Angry Birds to the PSP Mini. Apparently you'll be able to download it from the PlayStation Store or via MediaGo. I love the quotes from the partners. I said Chilingo is proud to partner with Rovio and publish Angry Birds for PSP Minis. His guy's name is Chris Bayat. He's also the co-general manager of Chilingo. Abstract Games has done a phenomenal job of developing the game for the PSP Minis platform, and we look forward to continuing the momentum of Angry Birds by introducing the game to an even wider audience of gamers. Guys, you are out of control, but we love you. You know, this is how game companies make it big. Amazing. A natural phenomenon started a whole gaming craze.
We got a gaming craze. Woo! We got a lot of those. Or crazies playing games. One of the two. Maybe both.
That's about right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so my go, right?
Your turn.
All right. Winking Entertainment revealed a 3D FPS title on your iPad. Okay, I'm stop here. I can't talk. You may notice Facebook is not a sole platform to play games recently, since emerging mobile platforms like iPhone, iPad, Android, etc. have drawn a lot of attention from end users, gamers to game developers these days. Winking Entertainment, a leading game developer in Asia, that could be why some of this is weird, announced their first mobile game, Dark Break, today. According to their representative, Dark Break is just a start point, and there are several other new games to be released in 2011. Dark Break was first released on the iPad for $5.99 USD, and its iPhone version is scheduled to be coming out later this month. Apparently, the still... Still placed by the goddess of Gaia has been damaged due to the polluted environment caused by the human beings in this world, which has awakened the goddess of darkness. 4.6 billion years later, a dark mist clouded the sky once again. To prevent a tragedy from happening, three heroes have been granted the supernatural powers of goddess Gaia and sent to protect the lives in this world. Symbolizing life and death, a great war of creation and destruction is about to begin. Apparently, game features are going to include flying shooting gameplay with original storyline, fantastic 3D graphics, storyline, challenge mode. Each character has unique skills, and it has intuitive game control, motion, finger touch, and joypad. If you are wanting to check that out, it's winkingworks.com/app/darkbreak, or just winkingworks.com.
I love that name.
Yes.
Well, apparently, you guys have been hearing the buzz all weekend that Verizon's going to get a hold of the iPhone. iPhone is also, actually Verizon is saying, it's true. According to our friends at Engadget, PC Mag, and the Wall Street Journal, they're suggesting that not only will Verizon soon carry Apple's iPhone 4, but it will make no changes to its data plans once that happens. Now, of course, this is not likely that they'll do this, because what's the point? What would make people leave their current plan to come over to you? Well, they're saying it's around $14.99 a month for a 150-megabyte plan. I think they're going to have to change it. AT&T users currently, if they buy a new iPhone, are offered with a few tiered options, with the largest being $25 a month, and it's capped at 2 gigabytes. And with Verizon, the $29.99 per month lets you do unlimited data, though you could run into an issue if you do more than 5 gigabytes a month, which is how they get you. So the real question, they're saying, will be if Verizon's iPhone will be compatible with Verizon's $14.99 plan that I was just talking about. I guess we'll wait and see. So don't jump over to Verizon yet to get your iPhone. Let's wait and watch. I think everybody should just not buy one for either one of them so that they can go to a plan more like mine on Virgin Mobile.
Oh, yeah, shameless plug.
Yes.
There's so many phones coming out right now, especially the Razer, so you can play World of Warcraft.
Oh, they're going to get you, most definitely.
Yes.
Well, you know, if it's on Razer, that probably iPhone's going to try to follow suit, although no flash presents a problem.
I know. As I say that, no flash.
This is going to be interesting. Oh, this year's going to be so interesting. I'm excited to see what happens.
Yes, me too.
What do you got, Jen? What do you got?
I've got more ninja fun. It seems to be the month of the ninja, I'm telling you. Apple developer released a new game with a sweet baby named Baby Ninja Jump for the iPhone, iPad, and iPod game.
Aww.
I know.
So cute.
Due to the success of Baby Ninja, the developer decides to produce Baby Ninja Jump. The idea is based on Doodle Jump, but now you're a real 3D baby ninja character, and you have to jump on clouds, collect fruits, teddy bears, and destroy crates and bad fruits. Oh, so cute sounding. A short description of Baby Ninja is you're jumping on clouds as high as you can, collect fruits, teddy bears, and destroy crates and bad fruits with real 3D baby ninja attacks. Ah, oh, so cute. Future features, game center and or open faint high scores and achievements, social notifications, send scores to friends, and bonus kick points. If you're wanting to check that out, you can check it out on youtube.com, or you can go over to iTunes, it looks like, and download it. So again, that is a Baby Ninja Jump. That sounds so cute.
Well, I know exactly what you're thinking. You need yet another festival or conference of some sort to go to, because there's like only 50 million this year.
Are we not done partying?
We're not done partying. We've just begun this year. However, more specifically, Train to Game is joining forces with TIGA this Tuesday, which is tomorrow, at Learning Without Frontiers, the International Festival of Learning and Technology 2011. Yes, another festival. Huh. So they're apparently going to be hosting an interactive discussion exploring how the games industry and education sector can work closely to better understand each other. The title of the session is called The Game of Games, which will take place from 1:15 p.m. at the brewery on Chiswell Street. This is in London, because we have no thing called the brewery here that we're allowed to go to anyway. Chiswell Street, London, EC1Y4ST, and we'll include a panel discussion following on the importance of building such relationships to the future of the UK games industry. So if you're over in the UK, go over and check that out. Tell them we sent you. Tell them we want some of your games. We love your games in UK. Hilarious. If you would like more information about Learning Without Frontiers 2011, please visit learningwithoutfrontiers.com/LWF-London-2011. You can also hop on over to train to game. That's train2game.com. And drop by. You never know. Or if you just have nothing to do for the next 12 hours, hop on a plane. You could be there by tomorrow.
That would be awesome. Just hop on a plane, head over to London, go have some tea.
Yeah, I'd have to be sedated for that. Me and plane, no.
Oh, no.
Yes.
All right. Well, there are some special edition Chun-Li fight sticks still available.
I'm sorry. I do that to you every time.
Continue. I know. I was like, wait a minute. Who's singing me? Okay. Anyways, these fight sticks were originally announced at PAX and are one of the most limited collector's edition Street Fighter products ever made. Available now at GamingZap.com, with only 2,000 units per console, these high-performance joysticks are the ideal product for collectors and players alike. Available on both Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, the Chun-Li fight stick is based on the highly praised Tournament Edition Round 2S arcade stick. Featuring stunning lenticular print artwork, both of the arcade sticks have the genuine Sanwa arcade parts. The only difference between them is the colors of the buttons and the Xbox version having a socket for connecting an Xbox headset. Extremely limited in supply, these individually numbered arcade sticks are the perfect combination of design and performance.
We want the precious.
Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing you should, if you want this, if you like this kind of thing, or you know somebody who might want this, head over to GamingZap.com.
We want the precious. Oh, I'm sorry.
Corey.
I'm sorry. Well, it is time for us to take a break. It is at the 30-minute mark. Some of you were like, oh, I love the news. Guess what? You're going to have to download to hear the rest. The ones that are hearing it live, and the rest of you who aren't listening live, download it. Just give us a couple seconds. We'll be right back. I love how I was talking just now and on mute.
Yeah, that's how we hear you, Corey.
I'm sorry, it was Link. It's not actually Link, it's just a theme, but I love me some Link.
No, she doesn't like Link, not at all. Doesn't have the shirt, doesn't sleep in it every night.
I don't sleep in it every night. I just keep it somewhere around me. I think I'm going to get me a Link tattoo, like on my leg or something.
No,
oh! I know, right? That is gamer love right there. So welcome back after our brief break. You may still be able to hear us. Doesn't mean it's going to continue. Remember, you have to download to continue to listen. And I believe it's my go, isn't it?
I think so.
Oh, I don't want to go. I just want to curl up with my Link shirt.
Oh.
Okay, I'll go. Fine. Well, more news from the UK gaming industry, apparently. There's quite a few industry legends that are going to be attending Gamers Voice Parliamentary Games Day. We heard us talk about this before. We've urged all of you to go out and participate. Pro-gamer consumer lobby groups Gamers Voice are to hold a special event with MPs and video game industry representatives at the House of Commons this Wednesday. That's 2 days from now. That's, again, a 12-hour flight, and you could be there. Politicians of all parties have been invited to come and play video games with the Gamers Voice members. So, again, the video games industry will be well represented represented at this event with a well-known industry names in attendance, including Ian Livingstone from Eidos. That's all I care about. Paul Wedgwood from Splash Damage, Miles Jacobson, OBE from Sports Interactive, John Hare from Tower Studios. Now, in addition to the members of the video games industry, the charity Special Effect will be demoing to the MPs some of their modified cutting-edge technology, which is designed to help young people with disabilities enjoy computer games. Again, the event is scheduled for this Wednesday, the 12th, January 2011. I want to make sure we tell you that. In the Macmillan Room, Portcullis House. Anyone who's interested, let us know. We'll get you some information on how to contact them. They don't want it given out. All right, give it to you. Sorry. But let us know. We'll get it to you if you want to go. Quickly, though. You only got 2 days. Actually, less than that. They're like 6 hours ahead of us. So it's already in the evening there. So hurry. Quick.
All right. Well, this is coming from kind of over there. Nintendo company plans to ship about 1.5 million units of the 3D-capable handheld game players in Japan in the first month after its launch on February 26th. They're intending to ship 1.5 million 3DSs in Japan.
Oh.
Yeah, they're hoping to keep... they're hoping to prevent the shortages of products that happened last time that they released a DS version. So, yeah, they are looking. Their target is to sell 4 million units worldwide by the end of the month of release. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's scheduled to go on sale in the United States and Europe in March. So, if you're getting ready for 3DS, hopefully there will be enough to go around. They're trying to make sure we are. If you want to read more about this, it's yahoo.com in their tech section under gaming.
I would like to point out that that's right before my birthday, so... Hey.
Hint. Big hint.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you were thinking this as well this morning. You wanted to join Jack and his incredible journey through the primeval world. I know you're also saying, who is Jack? Well, let me explain. Devo Games, the developer of Be Rich Games, presents Jack of All Tribes. It's a new casual game. And they're saying it's remarkable with its intriguing plot and unusual gameplay. That sounds sexy. It is a colorful strategy adventure with elements of hidden object minigames, which I deplore, but could be fun anyway. An accidental time travel brings Jack to the Stone Age, and there's lots of secrets to unveil. The user plays as Jack, a young man who comes to an amusement park to ride a new attraction called the Tunnel of Destiny. And I guess he ends up getting taken back to the Stone Age. Yay! Apparently everything goes wrong. Right in the middle of his dark tunnel, his rail car stops for some time and then goes off at a dash, falling down into a deep lake. For some reason, he survives, and Jack finds his way out and realizes that he's accomplished time travel. Mm-hmm. So you can go over it. Let me find out where that is for you.
He was smoking what before he went off the water?
Yeah. Okay, so... Okay. So you can pick up Jack of All Tribes for your PC, actually. It won't be an iPhone game. Sounds like it should be an iPhone game, but it's not. A single one-user, one-person license costs about $19.95. That is U.S. dollars this time. It is compatible with Windows XP, Vista, and Windows 7. So you can go over and check that out at devogames.com/game/Jack. Of All Tribes, dashes between each of those words, ?EN. We may put that up for you so we can save you the trouble. You could just go over to devogames.com and probably search for it if you're really, really interested.
All right. Well, Nintendo has a new list of downloadable games for the Wii and the Nintendo DSi out today. Looks like on WiiWare, we've got Jelly Car 2. This is produced by... I cannot talk today. It's Monday. Forgive me. Disney Interactive Studios, ESRB rating of E. Price is 500 Wii points. A Jelly Car 2, the hit driving platform game, is here and fully loaded with more than 30 levels, multiplayer action, and much more. Play head-to-head or co-op and multiplayer flag, gyms, and tether modes. Additional accessories are required for multiplayer modes and are sold separately. You can post your high scores, best times, and longest jumps in the Hall of Fame. So with much squishy goodness, you'll want to drive a Jelly Car 2 all around town.
And I do.
Also on the WiiWare, we've got Soccer Bashy. This is out by Iconic Games Entertainment. It is a 1-2 player, ESRB rating E for everyone. It does have mild fantasy violence, though. It is 500 Wii points. Experience soccer of the future. Destroy the defender blocks and smash the ball into the goal to win. But watch your enemy defenders out to destroy you. A built-in game editor offers unlimited level design possibilities. Play through 90 game levels or several different play modes, including arcade and customizable tournaments. Also have Art of Balance. It is out by Shinin Multimedia. ESRB rating E for everyone. It is free. But the full version is available for 800 Wii points. Apparently, this is a demo version. Grab your Wii Remote controller and build a balance stack in the physics-based puzzler. Enjoy 100 levels that challenge not only your skills, but also your imagination. The game is easy to pick up and hard to put away. Play alone or invite a friend to grab a second Wii Remote, which is sold separately, and drop in at any time to play for co-op play. Even added a 2-player split-screen versus mode for extra fun. That sounds actually kind of cool. For your virtual console, we have Ghosts and Goblins. Ooh, I like these goblins. Rated E for everyone, but with some mild fantasy violence. But with not some violence, with some goblins. 800 Wii points. Ghosts and Goblins is a classic game that packs a heavy punch and lance. Experience the Smash Arcade hit from 1985 as you help Arthur defeat hordes of monsters in his attempt to rescue the princess.
Yay!
That darn princess, she's always getting in trouble. This is your first and probably only game in which taking a hit can reduce you to your underwear. Oh, I gotta check this out.
Oh, that's old school. I remember that. I never got past the first part, so I want to see if my gaming skills increased.
That sounds awesome. All right, we've also got X's. It's out by Capcom. It's a 1-2 player, ESRB rating E for everyone, with, again, some mild fantasy violence, 800 Wii points, a retro classic from Capcom's arcade lineup from 1985. X's is a vertically scrolling shooter that's sure to bring back fond memories. Dodge bullets, collect fruit, and go for higher scores in one of the most furious sci-fi insectoid shoot-em-ups ever made. All right, now for you DSiWare people, we've got Pets, Cats, Family. It's out by Ubisoft. It's Ubisoft. ESRB rating E for everyone for some comic mischief. 800 Nintendo DSi points. Care for and bond for the whole family of adorable cats. Play fun games with them.
Did we lose you, Jen? Okay, apparently it looks like we lost Jen. And I will get her back on the line here while I jump to the next story. I love a live show. Okay. Hopefully you guys can still hear me. Okay, apparently Fidelity releases Azteca Developers Edition. Independent game developer Fidelity today released its new Azteca Developers Edition with the objective of bringing together the independent developers and the gaming community in their quest for profitability. 4 years ago, Fidelity started out by borrowing $235,000 from friends and family who trusted them. And they ended up releasing the game Azteca back in May of 2009 and has received positive reviews from many websites and has earned a total revenue of about $35,000. And to bridge the gap, Azteca Developers Edition, that will be only available from January the 7th until January the 31st, again at 11:59 p.m. exactly. The quest for profitability begins today, with two main objectives: to generate enough sales from this edition to let them keep doing what they love, so we want to support them. They're asking that all independent developers join their cause, and we hope it's only the beginning, and they'll be able to return the favor soon. Again, the developers edition will be offered for 19 days at 50% off the launch deal of $9.99. So it includes the game, the game source code, the exotic fringe art book, and the professionally recorded soundtrack. Aztaka is a side-scrolling role-playing adventure that blends classic gameplay with modern technology and high graphics. Aztaka features richly detailed backdrops and fluid character animation, which is going to allow players to be completely immersed in a heroic quest called Save the Panograms. The Phonograms, rather. It features 21 levels packed with mythological creatures, quests, and puzzles. Aztaka also provides a new universe for the action RPG fans to explore. So you might want to go over and check them out at citeremis.com, which is CITEREMIS.com. And we're trying to get Ginger back on the line. She's very upset. we may get us an angry Ginger. There she is. Welcome back, Jen.
Thank you.
And it's already your turn again.
My turn again. Sorry about that, guys. No, I'm totally lost.
She has her AKA Comcast, AKA the Internet Devils.
Yes. Crappiest internet ever, people. This is going to give me a full minute. All right, have we talked about Lace Mamba?
No, we have not.
No, all right. Awesome. Lace Mamba Global to publish Dark Star, the interactive movie, in 2011. Interactive movie. A science fiction adventure game for PC and Mac developed by J. Allen Williams at Parallax Studio. Dark Star is an extraordinary adventure game. Apparently it's been in development for over 10 years. It's found international and it's found its international publishing home. It looks like it's extensive use of full motion video, its famous cast, and its eclectic mix of science fiction and dark comedy is a real gem in the adventure game genre. Looking for more things, it's both an adventure game and an interactive movie. Features more than 13 hours of full motion video sequences to tell its amazing story. More animated footage than any other game in history is packed into this adventure and over 24 exhilarating alternate endings. This actually kind of looks cool. So we know it's sci-fi. It's set in the post-apocalyptic future in the year 2499. Captain John O'Neill awakens from cryogenic sleep aboard the lost and damaged starship Westwick. The ship's computer's voice informs O'Neill that he has been asleep for over 312 years.
Oh, hi.
Such a long time that his memories are gone, a side effect from being in hibernation centuries too long. A breathtaking journey through space and time begins as a player explores the haunted starship, searching for answers and clues as to what the true mission is. Backstory cinema is unlocked as areas are unlocked and made accessible. The epic story unfolds on the drifting and broken starship, somewhere on the other side of the galaxy as it orbits a strange and alien planet. Players must utilize their wits and ingenuity. Sorry. To discover what has happened to the Earth, the starship, and its crew. They must find out what has happened to O'Neill's partner, Ross Perryman, why pilot Paige Palmer still slumbers in her cryo chamber, and who savagely murdered navigator Alan Burke during his long session in suspended animation. O'Neill soon discovers that Earth has been destroyed, and the crew of the Westwick are the sole surviving members of the human race. Or are they?
Ooh.
This actually sounds really cool. Lace Mamba Global will publish Dark Star worldwide, starting in the UK, in the second quarter of 2011.
Oh, amazing. Yay. So we might actually get it later this year, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't wait. This actually sounds really good. Of course, I don't have any website for it, but I'm sure if you go look at Lace Mamba Global, you will probably find it.
Well, as we're on our last minute, I'm going to jump in one last story. Barnes & Noble, No Color, Last Catch of Standing, At CES 2011, they won the People's Choice Award. The world's largest bookseller announced that its first full-color touch reader tablet received the highest honors as a People's Choice Award winner at the celebrated last gadget standing competition at CES yesterday, or maybe even Saturday, I'm not sure. Yep, Saturday, I'm sorry. So the device won in a landslide, besting competitors with more than 60% of the nearly 5,000 votes cast by consumers and technology lovers online. A popular device designed for people who love to read everything in rich, delicious, beautiful, delectable color was selected as a top 10 finalist in the last gadget standing competition for more than 200 from more than 200 of the hottest new products showcased at CES and nominated by a panel of leading technology media representatives. The 10th annual awards are co-hosted by the renowned technology experts Robin Raskin and technologizers Harry McCracken. Love your name, Harry.
I was bad.
They say that they're very thrilled and honored that the people have spoken and chosen the color as the People's Choice Award winner. This recognition is further testament to the innovative product we've created that delivers the ultimate reading experience. This is from Jamie Lone, president of digital products at Barnes & Noble. She says it's clear that people, or he, okay, Jamie's a unisex name, it's clear that people are excited to read everything they love, books, magazines, newspapers, kids' books, and more in rich, beautiful color, as Nook Color has quickly become our bestseller. We're grateful to all the employees and partners who work tirelessly on the product in order to bring Nook Color to our valued customers. The last gadget standing CES 2011 People's Choice Award is the latest accolade for Nook Color, which was also named an Editor's Choice pick by leading technology sites and one of Time Magazine's top 10 gadgets of 2011 and one of Huffington Post's top 10 gadgets of the decade. Rock on, Barnes & Noble. I don't want one. I suddenly want one now.
You want something? No.
Well, you know, I want lots of stuff, but I think I want one of those. Can I have one, Ginger?
You can have one.
Yeah.
You just gotta go buy it.
Okay, see, that was not in the contract.
Maybe they will send us one.
Barnes & Noble, can we have a new color if we give you the cute puppy eyes?
We gave you a plug. Come on.
Come on. Okay, and for those of you that are probably listening to that going, I know that song, I'm going to help you along with your headache you have for the rest of the day. Sonic the Hedgehog, Crystal Egg Zone. Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Enjoy the 8-bit.
Remember, pizza tomorrow. Pizza.
See you guys bright early tomorrow. You better be here.
We'll catch you.